This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
This is the Janine Pirro Show. Now, here's Judge Janine Pirro.
Welcome back to the Judge Janine Tunnel to Towers Foundation Show. Joining me now is a person that you've heard from before. You've seen her on Fox News. You've seen her all over the news. She is presently the co-chair of the Republican National Committee. She is the daughter-in-law of former President Trump, but more importantly, she is a brilliant woman in her own right, our friend Laura Trump. Laura, good morning, and thanks for being with us on this Sunday morning. How are you?
Well, good morning. Thank you. I'm great. I'm excited to be in this new position, as you just mentioned, as co-chair of the RNC. I think we are all day by day realizing how important, if you didn't already know, this upcoming election is. So this role hopefully will help get us over the finish line. I can tell you already in the first week, Judge, we have done some really amazing things and made some big changes over at the RNC. So we're ready to work.
Well, you know, Laura, when you talk about big changes at the RNC, we know about the Republican Party and we know general stuff, but I don't think that most Republicans know what a mess the RNC was. And I'll say it, you don't have to. And, you know, your being second at the helm along with Michael Whatley is certainly going to straighten things out. Would I be correct in saying that?
Well, you said it. Yes, you.
Okay.
You are correct.
All right, Laura, let me say this.
Go ahead.
There has to be accountability. The RNC is an incredible operation that is there for Republican candidates from the top down. And, you know, under the former leadership, there were a lot of people who were wondering what was going on. So I can tell you that I and a lot of people who are in the know are very grateful that someone who's got, you know, a strong leadership ability and accountability, who understands accountability and consequences is in charge. So I'll applaud you. You don't even have to say anything, Laura Trump. But what are you doing differently? Let's start there.
Well, thank you. First of all, look, I get it. I understand. And I think a lot of people felt the way that you just described, which is they really didn't know what was going on over at the RNC. And unfortunately, this is an organization that you need in order to win the presidency. You need this across the country for the down ballot races. And people were not donating and not supporting the RNC in the way that is necessary in order for us to be successful. And so there was a change in leadership. Friday, a week ago, Michael Whatley and I were both elected by the 168 RNC committee members as chair and co-chair. And, you know, first and foremost, I think you saw last week, we did some, I'll say, restructuring, to put it nicely, of some of the personnel there. There were people who were let go. There are a lot of people we've brought in. And I think what you're going to see from this new RNC is that we're tackling areas that Republicans have never traditionally even looked at. Things like early voting, we're going to have to push people to do because we want to make sure that we swamp the system with votes so that they can't cheat. We are doing things like illegal ballot harvesting, which we have never, ever tried to do. But you understand, right, if you look over at the other side, they've been doing this stuff for decades. And if we cannot play the game better than they do, we will lose in perpetuity. Doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results is the definition of insanity. So we have to step up and play the game differently. And I hear it from people all the time. We want one day of voting. We want paper ballots. We want voter ID. And I get that. And we can get to that point. It is not where we are right now. How do we get there? Number one, you have to make sure that at the top, we elect Donald Trump as the 47th president. We have to expand our lead in the House. We have to take back the Senate. And then you go in and you can make changes like that, that will indeed make our elections more secure and ensure that only legal citizens are voting. But right now, the hand we are dealt is not one day of voting. It is not paper ballots. And we know how the voter ID situation is across this country right now, thanks to the Democrats. So we have to attack this very differently this time around. I can assure you, you are going to see massive change in the way that we message things and in our actions, especially when it comes to election integrity, things like early voting and mail-in voting as well. So already, I can tell you, it'll be a much different election year than you've ever seen, a la the RNC.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Well, you know, one of the things that you mentioned, Laura Trump, is the idea of ballots and mail-in ballots. And it's something that the Democrats are expert at, so to speak, and something that the Republicans certainly, you know, have not focused on, taken advantage of. And I think that we now know that it's extremely important. And how are you going to do that? How are you going to get people who are used to voting on Election Day to say, hey, I'm going to send in a mail-in ballot? How do you get them to trust that?
Well, here's what we say. The messaging is very simple. We want you to vote however you can. And if you are a person who is unsure that you can actually physically make it to a polling location, mail in a ballot. That we are also going to have, Janine, in every possible polling location. Obviously, we always have poll watchers, but we're going to have trained poll workers. These are people who actually can physically handle these ballots, who can count the ballots coming in and the ballots going out. So we know how many should exist in a specific polling location. We also are going to have paid and volunteer attorneys in the polling locations as well, but it's as well in the tabulation centers. Those are locations where the mail-in ballots are actually received. It's about chain of custody, and it's about protecting the vote once that vote is in. So we just have to message it differently. We have had this idea that we should send people to vote on Election Day, but you look around the country at different races. Look just at the state of Arizona, for example, in the midterms in 22, how many people didn't get to go vote? They all went to vote on Election Day. There were issues with the voting machines at specific locations. Isn't it interesting? They were in very heavily Republican areas, but I digress. We can't leave it to chance. So what we want to tell people is whenever you can vote, however you can vote, go vote, and then take your time from that day on to Election Day in the early voting days to get people every single day to go vote. Like I said, we want to have so many votes as we go into November 5th that it doesn't matter how many 3 a.m. dumps they have. It doesn't matter how many suitcases full of ballots they might have. There will be a clear victory for Donald Trump.
Well, I think that we've learned from the last election that there has to be a change in the way some things are done. And I think that if there's anyone who can do it, I think that you're the person who can do it. You know, some people see you, Laura, as, you know, well, she's the daughter-in-law of the president. I mean, they don't know that you are a force in your own right. You know, that you graduated from North Carolina State with honors. And, you know, what I love about you that most people don't know, is that you also graduated from the French Culinary Institute. You play the piano like a genius. I mean, you jump horses. You are a very talented, focused, disciplined individual. And I, for one, see a tremendous advantage to you being there. Now, Michael Whatley, who's running the RNC, he is from North Carolina also. What is his background?
Yes, he's an incredible guy. He is the perfect fit for chairman of the RNC. And I think why he's going to be so effective and why people should be so excited specifically right now about Michael is that he was the GOP chair in the state of North Carolina. That's where he was before coming to the RNC. And if you look back at 2020 and you look at all of the states, North Carolina is just about the only state where we didn't have massive questions about voter fraud. And that is because of Michael Whatley and what he put in place. He made sure that across the entire state, there are 99 counties in the state of North Carolina, every single county had multiple attorneys at the ready, as I just mentioned, like we want to do nationwide now.
Yes.
So that any time there was even a question of anything, they could attack it in the moment. He did such a great job with voter integrity. I'm with election integrity and ensuring that people felt like their vote was counted, and that there was no funny business. That is why I think he's very, very powerful for this time, because we know that they don't play the game the same way we do on the other side of the aisle. And we have to smarten up and we have to change the way we attack things. And Michael is certainly going to do that. If you hear my father-in-law talk about him ever at a rally, at a certain event, he always touts the way he operated things in the state of North Carolina for the Republicans in the 2020 election. And man, that was a crazy one. So for somebody to be able to say there was really no massive voter fraud, that is a huge accolade.
Well, and also mentioning North Carolina, Laura Trump, you guys in this recent primary election with Nikki Haley, I mean, that was her state. She was the governor. Speaking of North Carolina, the Carolinas, we just saw a recent primary election, South Carolina, where the president, the former president, absolutely trounced Nikki Haley, which I think speaks to the Republican operation in both North and South Carolina. It is strong in the Carolinas.
It's strong in the Carolinas. And, you know, every election, I can't believe this is the third one, Judge, that we're going on. You know, my father-in-law tasked me single-handedly with winning him my home state of North Carolina.
Yeah, I know he
so
did.
I have to deliver it yet again this election cycle. But what was interesting about South Carolina to me is I actually went there. I campaigned for him in the days leading up to that primary. And no. And it's incredible because you do see that is Nikki Haley's home state. That was if there was ever a state that she was going to be successful in, it was going to be South Carolina.
South Carolina.
And yet the momentum for Donald Trump was so amazing.
All right, Laura Trump, I want to thank you for joining us. I know your time is limited, but I know that you are a force who is going to bring the Republican National Committee along with the chair there to its feet in this election and make a big difference. And our hats off to you, as it always is, Laura Trump. Thanks so much for joining us on the Judge Jeanine Tunnel to Towers Foundation show.
Thank you so much, Judge. Great to be with you.
Take care.